What do bookstores and books mean to you?
Well, I would say they're kind of like a place to get away from reality. Because it's just like somewhere you can go, like a bookstore. We can just immerse yourself in all the books, the fairy tales, adventures that characters go on. And then I personally like Barnes & Noble, so I like to find places because they have like chairs all around, or they have a little Starbucks corner that I like to go to and just sit and read. And it's just like a home away from home, a place to relax, nothing to worry about, and just read a book for a few hours. And then also there's like a quote from Pinterest that really resonates with me, and that's like, I've lived 1,000 lives, which I think is true, because like every story I've read, like I've gone on, I've lived different lives that the main character was.
How often would you say you visit these bookstores?
Well, now since I've come to college, it's been hard because like I have all my other responsibilities with all the classes and work. But back home, like back in high school, I would go to Barnes & Noble quite often because it was in the mall, which was close to my home, only about like 15 minutes or so. So it was just easy access. It was just a nice place to go and then just like hang out and read. And also I noticed when I came, because there's a Barnes & Noble near the Walmart here, they kind of have, it has like the same layout as the one back home, like where you check out and like where the Starbucks is. So it's kind of, it's nice because it's familiar.
How often do you read, and is there a certain genre you lean towards, or do you like to change it up every once in a while and discover new titles and authors?
Well, this kind of, like, as I said before, like, it's hard now to find time to read because of all my other responsibilities, but at the beginning, when I got here a week early because of the move-in date for my apartment, so, and there's no Wi-Fi. So, I had like a week, so I read a book a day then. But then once we had Wi-Fi, me being a teenager, the internet, you know. So I didn't read as much. I mean, I read sometimes, but not as much as when I didn't have technology at my hands. As for genres, I like adventure and fairy tales, and you know what teenage girl doesn't like romance, so true. And also for the last one, I really read a lot of different authors because whatever story just interests me, it doesn't matter the author to me. Like, I don't like look for specific authors, I kind of just look for the stories.
Have you always had an attachment to books?
I think it was around like 7th or 8th grade when I really got into reading. Those were like, when I like, those were, I actually read a book a day, even with like my schoolwork, which I mean like 7th and 8th grade probably wasn't that like
pressing.
Yeah. But I do read now like pretty frequently, I would say. Not as much as back then, but I still read a lot, and I have 3 bookcases full at my in my room, so I'm gonna need to get more. But I have no room in my room, so I don't know where I'm gonna put those. And then I actually have a list of every book I've ever read, starting from 6th grade.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Is there anyone you know, like whether it's a family member or a friend, that shares this attachment, like with you?
None of my siblings feel the same way about reading. Lily, my brother, asked me to buy him a book, and I was like, you want me to buy you a book? Like, you're going to read this? And then, yeah, my sister's just not that into reading either. But my grandmother, who I'm really close with, she's my best friend, she loves to read as well. And she usually takes me to Barnes & Noble, and she is very generous, and she tells me she'll buy me any books I want. And then I usually come back with, like, 8 to 10 books, and I always feel bad, but they're usually, like, it's not, like, I mean, sometimes we just did it randomly, but, like, usually it was for, like, birthdays or whatever, but still, it was, you know, Not that I needed Tempo Brooks, sense. But, you know.
Would you say she's kind of the person that got you into reading?
I'm not too sure, because it was, like, so long ago. I have a little dead memory, but... I think... Okay, because it was around, like, 7th or 8th grade, which is, like... Which is when I actually read my favorite book, which is The Outsiders, which is 7th grade, is when we read it in English class, but... And I know it's a small book, but it's... It makes an impact, so I guess that... I guess then I, like, figured out how interesting books could be. So I'm not sure if, like, it was her specifically that...
More of the book that...
Yeah, it was more of, like, reading and figuring out, like, that I love to read.
So would you rather go to a commercial bookstore or a used bookstore, and why?
As I said before, I like Barnes & Noble, so I like the more of the commercial ones as opposed to the used ones. Not... I don't know, because I just, like... More of my interests are, like, new and, like, upcoming books and kind of, like... You know, kind of like Divergent, one of like those series. So I feel like
kind of like the new dystopian novels.
Yeah, dystopian novels are key. But so I feel like used bookstores. I mean, they may have them, but it's probably less likely that they'll have them. Not, I mean, I'm sure I could find books in a used bookstore, but just you know, places like Barnes & Noble are probably more likely to have what I'm interested in.
Have you ever been to any used bookstores?
I've been to, like, because I don't know of any personally in my area, but I've been to, like, all, churches nearby would have, like, you know, like, book sales, like, so, you know, like, paperback, 25 cents, so, like, my grandma took me to those, like, so I found, like, I obviously found books. Yeah.
And what makes a book stand out to you? Is it how it's placed in the store, maybe on display, or just tucked in the back of a shelf?
Usually, because when I see books, they're usually, like, the spine is, like, facing outwards, so the first thing I see is usually the title, or if there's, like, if you can see part of the cover, so that usually what catches my interest first, and then from there, I, like, read the back to see if the story will interest me, so I guess really the title is the first thing, then.
Would you say you kind of judge a book by its cover, or...
Yeah, that's true too. Like, if the font looks like appealing and like looks awesome, I'll just use that. Then obviously, yeah, catch my interest.
Have online shopping or online websites like Goodreads influenced how you choose a book?
I've used websites like Goodreads, like a few times. I usually don't, but like they give you good like. Suggestions, like, I look up a series I've read, and then it gives you, like, you may also like this, or, like, readers who have read this book also, like, blah, 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 so it's, gives me possibilities, but it's, like, honestly, like, when I go on there, it's, like, you may also like, and I've, like, already read all the books.
Oh, really? So you don't really get any new options from it, it's kind of just...
No, yeah, it's usually, because, like, I guess, like, the books that I do look up kind of, like, on there are, like, very similar, so, like, it's just usually, like, my suggestions are books I've already read.
Have you ever been interested in ebooks?
I got a Kindle for my birthday one year, but I honestly only have two books on there. One is actually my sister's, because she borrowed it from me, so one is really only, I only have one book really on there. But I personally just like having a book in my hands and, like, physically turning the page. I don't know. There's just, like, something about it that just, I don't know, it just feels like it's a part of reading. Like, and then also, like, finding your favorite part in a book, I feel like it's easier to go back as opposed to a Kindle. But I didn't really... put in the effort. Like, there's probably an easy way to look on the Kindle, but I didn't really read the directions. I just figured out how to turn the page.
So basically you're saying you don't really care about Kindles or Nooks at all?
No. Yeah, I feel bad that my parents got it for me, but just, I don't know. I just like having the book in my hands. Like,
yeah, definitely. Do you think that bookstores will always be around, or will they be crushed by the Nook or the Kindle, or maybe even, like, an online source or an online library?
You're crushing me. I feel like it will probably happen in the future, because everything is coming, like, so, like, focused on technology and, like, online, that I feel there'll probably be, like, a time when there won't be books. I mean, that's probably, like, far-fetched into, like, the way future, but, like, I feel like people won't even use books and everything will just be online, so probably will happen. Hopefully, like, well, not hopefully, I guess, but I probably won't be alive for that time.
I mean, even now we have, like, for classes, I know some of mine, we have articles online that we have to read, and some of them don't even use textbooks anymore. Do you think that's maybe, like, an indication that it's happening sooner rather than later?
Yeah, that is definitely a big, big part. Like, I think, I'm trying to think of my classes that I'm taking now. I mean, it's true, because everyone's like, oh, like, last semester, like, when I took GRC, like, my teacher was all about, like, everything online, like, let's not use paper. So I feel like it's also, like, part, like, people, I guess, trying to not use paper or whatever, like, trying to say that, but
the environmental push for
it. Yeah, but it's all, yeah, so I guess it, yeah, it is an indication that we're already moving towards, like, an era where everything will just be online.
Yeah, definitely.
Just sad.
Okay, so I know you've written and you do read fan fiction. Do you think that this is another way to connect and see new authors?
Yes, I do think so. At first, I didn't, like, think about that at all. Like, I was just writing because I wanted to write. But then I actually do talk to other people on the website, which is fan fiction, who write as well. So it's a nice way to just, like, talk with others who are in the same way, age range, maybe younger or older, who also enjoy writing, and, like, on, like, what you write, like, people can comment, like, and it just, like, they can give feedback and, like, criticism, or, like, oh, I definitely like this direction you're going in, or whatever, or, like, you need to look at, like, I think you need to edit more, blah, blah, blah. So it's a, I think it's, like, a good way to, like, get feedback, and then it also, it's a confidence booster as well, because, like, I know when, like, someone's like, oh, I love this, like, because it goes by chapters, so it's like, someone's like, oh, I love this chapter, like, blah, 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 so it just makes you more confident in your writing, and then you also, like, appreciate those who, like, actually looked at it and were like, I think you should work on this, because then you're like, okay, thank you, like, I'll go do that.
Do you think this is also an indication that books are slowly falling away to internet? Or should fan fiction just be considered something completely different?
I think, because fan fiction is kind of, like, I don't think it's, like, an indication that, like, books are wrong. I think it's just, like, an opportunity for people to because you can, like, write, like, an alternate, like, version of the book, like, say you, like, you didn't like how an event happened, so you can just write it how you think, but there's actually, it might be true, because there's actually, like, well, this is kind of different, like, there's, like, web, like, actually, I don't know what it's called, but there's, like, another website we can, like, kind of, like, it's kind of like a book, like, they're really long, like, I guess fan fiction story, because they're based off, like, obviously books, so I guess it's kind of, it's like, eh, like,
a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
Do you think these ebooks will affect you as an author, and how?
I don't think it's going to be, like, a big impact. I mean, that's why I want to be an author when I grow up, so, I know, like, I personally would just want to, like, have, like, physical hard copies of books produced if I read them. I mean, obviously, it would be a bestseller, but obviously, there's, like, ebooks are going to be, like, a big thing, like, on, like, a big market, because, like, a lot of people have, like, Kindles now, so I'm obviously going to, like,
I'm not sure how that process works of getting, like, the book, like, onto that, but, like, obviously it has to, like, cater to, like, both,
that know? Growing market.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that maybe, going back to Barnes & Noble, that your first love of books kind of influenced you to be an author?
I think so. Like, I didn't realize it until pretty recently, because I was struggling to figure out the path I want to go on, but then just thinking about my interests and how I love to read and what, like, pushed me to be, like, an English major. So, I would say so.
All right, well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, no problem.